black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to WBHN and Jay. I'm your host, Raven. And before we get started, you may have noticed I'm calling us flat out WBHN and Jay now. We are going through a 100% total revamping, rebranding, repackaging of the podcast. We are on a new, whole new vibe. Black Helicopter News is dead. Andrew Robinson is dead. President Zen 1 is dead. We are WBHN NJ. I'm your host, Raven. What could have caused this shakeup? The pressure of the quarantine has gotten to me. And you know what? The government is completely right in everything they do or say and will never be wrong. And they are 100% trustworthy and credible, and we should worship them. And we should get microchips if they say so, and if Bill Gates says so, we should. I am trying to resonate with the people. I was trying to go against the grain. I was trying to be some sort of counterculture voice. People don't want to hear that from me, and I am not getting listeners. I am not getting followers. That is frustrating. So that is why I'm telling you, obey the government, but obey the deep state. They are our saviors as well as Bill Gates. All right? Take the vaccines. Eat the GMOs. InfoWars is bad. CNN is good. All of the mainstream media is good. Let it be known that there is no counterculture here. The government is our protectors, and they know what's right. Except for Trump and whoever CNN says is bad. Whoever CNN says is good, I will agree with. Now that that's out of the way, the last episode that never came out. A couple weeks ago, I finally got Sam Tripoli on the show, host of Tinfoil Hat Podcast, and it was great. We did a Zoom interview, not to get into a long spiel about it, but I'm using Zoom for my job, and it was auto-recording. I was in a WhatsApp group with my job, and I left that group. The reason why was because I'm going through a very frustrating time in life, especially through the quarantine. I've historically been single, and the solitary confinement, the social distancing, the constantly being in isolation, it's gotten to me, even though it's been getting to me before this. But I just don't feel a part of anyone or anything, and I just don't want to pretend to be. So because they aren't really helping me, I left that group. And of course, the consequence was they made the update, they announced it, that you have to press record now. So I jumped into the Zoom meeting thinking it was recording, and it wasn't. So long story short, I wasted an hour of my life talking to this interesting man, one of the biggest guests I would have ever had, the host of the Tinfoil Podcast. He's been on Legion of Skanks Podcast. He's been on a lot of podcasts. And he's friends with Joe Rogan. He's one of the top underground comedians. I mean, I wouldn't even consider him underground. He's pretty famous. Anyway, that kind of broke the momentum. That broke my spirit, to be honest. Trying to get him on the podcast for over a year and just couldn't get it to work. And finally, I made it happen. And we had a great conversation, touched a lot of topics, and it was wasted. The audio's gone. The audio never was recorded, so it never really existed. And the thing that hurt the most about that was that, you know, if I could have billed that episode with, you know, the hashtags and said, you know, Sam Tripoli, Tinfoil Hat Podcast, that could have brought us some more listeners, just as fans of his that could have followed him to hear this episode, to hear that episode. That could have brought me, at the very least, 100 new subscribers or more. And maybe not. And it may not have either. But it just hurt that I came that close after 5 years of doing this podcast to get my biggest guest, one that could have finally taken me out of the 20-play episode range into some big boy numbers. And I failed. So I just want to put that out there. That's part of the reason why. So I'm just really frustrated, so I don't want to keep this episode dragging down. This is kind of an update episode. Status update. So I wanted to tell people about that story. And I wanted to let them know that we're back doing, we're going to go on one more run. We're going to go on one more title run. We're going to try to see what we can do. But if we got 20 episodes and we still have 8, 10, 20 plays for the next 20 episodes, it's going to be time to hang it up. Because I'm just screaming into the void. For this next title run, I got to be fully mainstream. Look at it like a small business. A small business can't really go around being partisan online. Well, it's okay if a small business that's anti-conservative, anti-Trump. Yeah, you can do that, and it's just fine, because liberals are the majority. I'm joining the liberals, and we'll be hateful towards the minority. God, yes. Because that's what the majority wants. But in general, you can't go running around being overtly partisan, right? Because you want everybody's money. You know, I thought people wanted to hear what I was doing. And I'm going to take the low number of plays and subs. I'm going to take that as a no. And we're just doing this. We're doing this one more time. Repackage, rebrand, reattempt. We're going to try to make this right. We're going to turn this ship around. Or we'll abandon ship if it doesn't work. So we're on one last title run. Let's see what happens, folks. So this won't count towards one of the 20 episodes I was saying. You know, maybe we'll try to make it to 200 episodes. I'll tell you what, we will try to make it to 200. We'll try our best. But if I am getting nothing but 8, 10, 12, 20 play episodes, it's a done deal. We'll be out of here before 185. So we're going to see what happens. We will see what happens. I do want to continue this, but I don't want to waste my time either putting hours of editing in. Some episodes I put hours in. And it's not that I'm saying I need to be paid. I'm doing this podcast to gain exposure, gain a following, a cult following at the very least, to make a couple bucks, just like any other radio personality you listen to. Just like any other successful podcast you listen to, they're all making money. So this was the status update. That's the channel update. So for WBHNNJ, I'm Raven, signing off. the subsequent episodes from here on out won't be 100% unrecognizable from previous incarnations of the podcast. All I'm saying is that as far as general optics and perception of the show, it has to change. We have to be a little more professional so we can appeal to a wider audience. So a general rough outline of the show you can expect would be an 8 to 10 minute segment talking about New York and New Jersey news, 8 to 10 minutes entertainment news, then 8 to 10 minutes of paranormal or strange news. Keep the show short and sweet, crisp, 8 to 10 minute segments. Keep it moving, still keep it under 30 minutes. There's your rough outline of the show's new format.
Muted.